My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
9:15. Let's have a great day, everybody.
Cut the
with Andy Dirt Johnson.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? When you said that you might want to have kids, and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, who had it reversed back?
And Brendan Sprague.
Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. You have no idea the physical toll the 3 vasectomies have on a person.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague here. Good to be with you on this hump day. Your coffee boys, your morning roasters.
Hello.
Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday so far, at least starting the day off properly.
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
I mean, I care if you're having a good day.
I care about you.
Come on.
I care about you
we
out there.
We care about you here.
We love you all.
We're pretty excited. Let's tee up the breakfast menu. We opened up the old menu today. If I gave you a choice, what would you choose to eat? I think I can start that off with.
We'll go pancakes today.
Pancakes.
Give me pancakes.
Flapjacks.
Give me some big old juicy pan, a little butter on top.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. I want pancakes today.
I'm feeling a cheesy omelet this morning.
Ooh, just nice. Cheese? No meat?
Throw a little bit of like ham, but kind of crisp the ham up for me.
Are you doing a Denver or are we just doing ham and cheese?
I mean, I don't like the mushrooms and onions in there, so just ham and cheese.
I'm with you on that. Get the mushrooms and onions out of my omelet.
Mushrooms aren't in Denver omelets.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying in general.
That's green pepper, onion, and ham.
I want no vegetables in my omelet.
Really?
None at
I'll
all.
Take.
Why people ever would want onions with anything is beyond me,
what?
Especially breakfast.
It's like vegetables on pizza. Get it out of there.
What
I don't want it.
You don't like Supreme pizzas?
No. God, no. It's gross. It's horrible.
I didn't know you guys were still 8.
Give me meat and cheese. It's all I need in my life.
Yeah. You see our faces? Yours is a little bit thinner. You're running the hood of coast. We are not.
So meat and cheese, man.
Come on.
It's all I live on. It's all I need.
Okay. All right. That's a good poll question. Do you like vegetables in your omelet? We'll put that up at Dirt and Sprague. You know, the thing about flapjacks, it's kind of under the radar.
Yeah.
There's a current restaurant. I'm not going to shout them out. They're not doing business with us. They're currently doing all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Okay.
And I always go into those things thinking, I'm going to make them regret this promotion.
I'm going to eat so many of these.
And I get through 3 pancakes, and I'm like, I think I'm good, actually.
They'll just pull an Applebee's like they did to Will Ortner. He tried the all-you-can-eat ribs, and I think after, 3 or 4 plates, they told him to leave.
You can't do this anymore?
No, yeah. I hate those all-you-can-eat deals.
No,
it's
they
not.
Do get to a point where they stop coming to the table. There was another restaurant I went to in college with a buddy. They were doing all you could eat something, and I think it was shrimp, and so we went because he loved shrimp, and I ordered something, and he like killed the first 2. Waiter didn't come back to our table for about 12 minutes. Had to flag her down.
Come on. She
came back the next order, significantly less. She didn't come back.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, wow. So it's really not all you can eat. It's you got 3 portions, you're good.
They say that you're supposed to fill up after the second one. If you don't, they'll begrudgingly give you the 3rd, and then that's it. You're basically cut off at that point.
They don't really believe in all you can eat.
No, it's a lie. It's a bit of a lie.
False advertising.
The poll question is up, by the way. Vegetables in your omelet, yay or nay?
The butter syrup ratio on a stack of flapjacks.
Yeah, it's key.
Yeah, but like once you get past a certain number, it's just never going to be good. The syrup's going to dry out. Now you're eating too much syrup.
Right. Do you guys kind of soaks into the pancake if it's like sitting on the bottom?
Yeah. Do you guys end up with a bunch of syrup afterwards on the plate? Because I'm like so impressed.
If you do it right, you do.
Well, yeah. the people that I see, like, that literally it's like a clean plate, I'm like, so were those dry pancakes or are you just a lot cleaner?
No,
than
I've
I
done
am?
That too, but I'll douse it. I want fresh syrup. I don't want it soaked into my pancake like a sponge.
It's different if I'm at a restaurant or if I'm at home. If I'm at home, I'm a little more cautious with my syrup usage. If I'm at a restaurant, it's not my syrup. I'm not paying for that syrup. I'm using that syrup.
Tell you the most depressing breakfast revelation I've come to discover in my life. You mentioned and health, like I'm doing turkey bacon primarily, and I'll tell you, I can do turkey bacon.
Oh God,
it is just nowhere close to the real pork bacon, and so it's like
it's
a little bit of a sadness eating that turkey bacon.
Not the same.
It's over.
I feel like if I'm going to go away from actual pork, I just won't do it. Like I can't even try and trick myself into something else being
Costco's
the real thing.
Got good turkey bacon.
I still remember the first time I tried turkey bacon.
It's better than like Jennie-O turkey bacon.
Whatever lies you got to tell yourself. Man.
I know.
Whatever lies you got
to
tell yourself.
And that's what it is. It is a lie to yourself.
Oh, I'm still eating bacon. Not really. Not really.
Coming up on the show, we open up the old breakfast menu here on the radio program. Josh Pate at 7:40. We're going to go along with Josh Pate talking college football.
Yes, we will. Every Wednesday, he's going to join us now. Very excited.
Hopefully every Wednesday. It's always going to be a flexible thing, but primarily we're locking down with old Pate State University, the 7:45-ish segment. We're going to break a little early and go 7:40 to the top of the hour.
Yes.
We've got kind of an unfortunate, hilarious... We got some stranding going on in travel, and there's non-sports and sports tie-ins to this. And so what's the worst travel situation you've ever had in your life?
Oh.
You can chime in, as always, to the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326, because there's a team in sports dealing with this. There's also a Home Alone situation a little bit.
Oh.
And I want to talk about this. What is the worst travel experience of your life? You can chime in. We'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We got a happy birthday shout out mixed with a football response. Okay. I want to get to it at 7:15.
Whose birthday is it today?
Oh, I'm going to blow your mind.
I'm excited for this. I don't know where we're going.
So we'll get to all those. That's the breakfast menu of Dirt and Sprague.
Now I'm hungry.
And we got a loaded final hour of the program as well. You can flip to the back of the menu and get to that eventually. But let's kick off the second hour of the program. We got a little bit of news with your Duckies.
Ooh, what do we got?
I watched the third episode of That Team Out West. The speed episode is like they call it.
Did they look fast? Was it a quick team? Did there was a lot of highlight of speed?
I'm a little bummed and disappointed and surprised that I'm the one that watched this and you didn't.
I was waiting around all afternoon for it yesterday. It didn't come out. Because the other ones came out at like noon on Tuesday, and I knew it was supposed to come out at some point.
Oh, I thought they didn't come out till evening time.
No, it was a little bit earlier in the day the last couple of times. And I'm like, maybe they're just doing it Wednesday this week. And then the wife and I were talking about some stuff last night, and I got distracted. Next thing I know, it's like 9 o'clock, and I went to bed, and I didn't even notice it until I got in this morning. I was like, oh, there's the episode, so I'll watch it after the show today.
It was good, you know, had a little bit of the baseball guy who's trying to be the linebacker for your team.
Yes, Bryce Betcher.
Bryce Betcher.
Bryce Betcher.
He actually played decently last year already, too.
He's competing for a spot, like, to play more regularly, I saw. That was some cool stuff.
He was drafted, too, so he's waiting to go pro in baseball. He's going to have one more football season.
I think they said the fastest player on your team is a linebacker, and, like, that's kind of crazy to hear.
Yeah.
Devin
Jackson?
Yes, Devin Jackson. Thank you. I'm not good with these college names. There's so many players.
I'm surprised that he's the fastest, but Roger Pleasant is like a track star.
I know.
Star.
They gave him a shout-out, but they were talking about how Wilson Love was like, he is our fastest player. So
he's one of those guys, I mean, you hear about in camp where he's a good-sized linebacker, and the speed that he brings is very impressive. Their whole thing this year has just been like, can we get him going in the right direction? Can we point the beak or the arrow? All right, that's the way you go attack the football, because he's an incredible athlete.
Joel Klatt, on with the herd yesterday, broke a little bit of news locally. The big October matchup with the Buckeyes coming to Eugene, he revealed NBC 4:30 kick.
Wonder how pissed NBC is about this, because they haven't even revealed it yet.
Oh, I got to imagine they're like, super pissed.
Like, hey,
that's something
dude.
You want to hold for a couple weeks.
There's an embargo on that, man.
And then make the big announcement, and people are like, oh, Joe Klatt giving us a schedule peek.
I mean, that is the best weekend of the season. There's not really any doubt about it. All the other game times for that day, other than Oklahoma and Texas.
I told my wife, I'm doing
Nothing.
You do not book me for anything. I don't care whose birthday it is. I think my daughter, she's playing soccer this year. I'm sure she's going to have a game. Oh, God, I hope it's super early. But like that day,
nothing.
Yeah, I will be planted firmly on the couch.
So you have the only game times we know so far, the big games that day, Texas, Oklahoma is a 12:30 kick. That'll be an ABC game. So it's earlier in the day. I'll ironically be on at the same time as Oregon State. Oregon State's at Nevada that day. That's also a 4:30 kick.
Massive game there.
Big time game right there. But the other ones that you have, we're still waiting on all the kicks, and I'm imagining that this is going to be that Texas and Oklahoma.
Notre Dame, Stanford will be the early NBC
game. Yeah. You also have Florida, Tennessee that day. You have Penn State at USC that day. You have Ole Miss at LSU, and so it's just an incredible day of football, and this game deserves to be in primetime, and I'm thrilled. You know me. I'm not for big games. I'm not a big nooner guy. I like having things build throughout the day and having the primetime lights going down matchup. It's evening. The weather should be perfect in early October. Oh, it's going to be, you want everybody to have all day to tailgate, get as lubed up as they possibly can. You cannot pick a better kick time for that. And I remember doing stuff in the offseason where the networks were drafting the games that they won and the Big Ten games, and Fox is trying to grab this or that. That we had kind of envisioned this ending up being an NBC game, which is a big-time partner of the Big Ten. You can't ask for anything more than that, dude. It's going
to
be awesome.
I think Klatt revealed that because it was a little FU to NBC. Because he wanted that game bad.
They desperately wanted that
Smart game. Move by NBC. That one will be a good one. So a 4:30 kick is reportedly what Joe Klatt is saying will be Ohio State at Oregon. Random note to throw at you. Did you see Ryan Leaf? He called Kirk Herbstreit and Pat McAfee overly sensitive narcissists.
He's driving hard to the hoop right now on ESPN.
Well, he's not on ESPN, and that's the thing, is ESPN basically blackballed him once he responded to Corso, Herbstreit, McAfee laughing openly at Washington State and Oregon State being left out of the expansion. I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it's something to the effect of, no one cared about you, or like you're irrelevant, and then
pipe down, and then
McAfee responded, and then Leaf basically called that out. Was like, this is the lifeblood of what your whole show has been.
Yep.
Weird flex, and he said that was when ESPN gave him the boot and called McAfee and Herbstreit narcissists who have massive egos and very thin skin. And I tell you, I think I can confirm this a little bit because I'm still blocked by Kirk Herbstreit because I called him out on his Royce Freeman comment.
Yes, you were still blocked by Kirk all these years later. That was a long time ago when that happened.
Well, I mean, literally, like, just plug in for maybe like a minute to find out Royce Freeman was not a selfish a-hole teammate of Oregon in the moment.
Remember when that was a thing? We used to do
kids
that.
Kids sitting out
we
of bowl games.
We used to criticize kids. How dare this guy quit on his team and risk getting injured for a meaningless football game that doesn't matter. Does anybody remember the score of that game? Nobody. Duck fans do because it was a bad game. And
Mario lost.
Mario lost his first game. I think he was interim. I don't even know if he's full-time.
He was the interim coach
at that point. I love the role that Ryan Leaf is on. He's also been hired as one of the CW broadcasters for the Pac-2 games.
Nice.
And so it's going to be him, Tom Brenneman.
Oh, Yogi's not doing it.
Yogi's doing it
on the Big Ten Network.
Who's the other guy? There's a third. It's a three-man booth. I know that. I can't remember who the other color person was.
Is it Ali Odi?
No, it was
Didn't
not.
They just scoop up a lot of Pac-12?
Let me find it.
I thought the Big Ten and the CW just scooped up the Pac-12
leftovers.
Well,
the Big Ten scooped up most of them. The CW kind of got the leftovers.
They did.
Well, Tom Brenneman's going to be on the calls.
Yeah, I thought. I mean,
Ryan Leaf and
Ted Robinson and Nigel Burton and Ryan Leaf will be your
broadcast.
They're
going to have a three-man booth?
It'll be a three-man booth. That will be your
broadcast
team.
Who's their sideline reporter?
I do not know who the sideline reporter is. So they're going to do the Pac-2 games on the CW. Mm. He is also asking, I saw this yesterday, he wants... And I don't know if it'll happen, but he wants Washington State to not have the flag at game day anymore. He wants them to end that.
I mean, I think you can...
I don't blame him at all for the opinion.
They probably won't because I think they're in a position of...
We still need attention.
It's a little disrespectful to my alma mater and them, but like a little bit of begging, right? Like, we kind of hate you, but we still really need you to care. So like, I get the argument if you still see it waving this year. I also see his point and think he's valid. Like,
screw you, dude. We're not doing that anymore. You left us behind. You don't want us anymore. We don't need
there
you.
There is loyal a fan base to that
yes.
TV show as there's been in its existence.
One of the most connected things with that program
and
for the last 20
years. They just stabbed the knife in the back yeah. of them and were like, no one cares about you. You're irrelevant. It was yes. like, wow.
It was. I'll never forget that Saturday when they finally went up to Pullman and how big of a deal that was. They were playing Oregon. It was a top 10 matchup. Like that was a massive deal for
them.
They
note that that might be their greatest game day show.
Yes.
Because of the energy, the atmosphere. They finally got it after all those years of being present.
Yes.
And that's how they treated him in that moment. Ryan Lee says,
screw you.
Thin-skinned, narcissistic egos.
Well, I think at the least he exposed the fact that they just don't watch much West Coast college football, or as much as they should, because ESPN wants to give off the impression that its very highly paid personalities are informed.
They watch three schools.
Exactly.
Washington, Oregon, and USC.
But they act like they watch more. And when Ryan Leaf correctly calls them out, executives kind of have to put their hands in their pockets. Well, we pay these guys more, so yeah.
Did the kick time, although it's you got a few games in between, does that give you a little more juice?
Dude, I can't wait. I cannot wait for that day. That has been circled on the calendar for, when did the schedules get released? When did we know that? Whenever that happened, that's how long that's been circled on the calendar.
I would bet a decent amount of money that Dan Lanning heard this news in his office at some point when practice was over.
Right.
And just was like... snorting C4 off his desk. Oh, yeah.
Injected into my full veins. Body boner for 2 weeks.
Who's on
weeks?
The call? Is that Tarico?
I don't know who
Who's the main NBC?
I believe it is.
Is it Jack Collinsworth?
No, Brad Nessler's CBS now, right?
Did you guys get Collinsworth?
No, he does. He's not on NBC anymore. Dan Hicks is the Notre Dame guy. They had Collinsworth doing Notre Dame, and they turfed him. Yeah,
I didn't know who the main call was. Is it? I think it's Tarico.
It should be Tarico.
Noah Eagle game.
Could be Noah. Yeah, I think Noah it Eagle actually is football? Noah Eagle. Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge, I believe.
Oh, that's a nice little call.
Yeah, let's see.
We should get Noah Eagle on the show that week. Dibs. Dibs primetime, Danny Dusty. Dibs. We want Noah Eagle. Out to Noah Eagle.
I'd love Todd Blackledge, too, if we get him. I've always been a big...
Todd Blackledge.
Yeah, their main broadcasting team will be Noah Eagle, Todd Blackledge, Catherine Tapperin on sidelines, and then their Notre Dame team is Dan Hicks, Jason Garrett.
Blackledge was at the Oregon State game day when Oregon was going to wrap up the undefeated season.
Yeah,
I got to meet him. He was really nice to me.
He's always been one of my underrated favorite analysts in the sport.
Too, by the way. Like,
massive guy.
I don't have the biggest hands in the world. He swallowed my entire hand.
That's why I'm not a D1 quarterback.
I actually still like, this is the difference.
This is it. Yeah, now I see. Yeah,
I had a dream.
I got little hands.
You just showed me that dream was never realistic.
It's all God.
Coming up next, a happy birthday and a response in the NFL. Next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
One of our listeners, Martin, tagging us in a tweet, which is hilarious because we literally talked about this yesterday, how everywhere I go, everything now is like, leave a tip. And there's a funny tweet, and I won't read part of it, but I'll read some of it, that like a football player eventually gets a first down and it says, leave a tip, 15%, 20%, scan the QR code.
One of our listeners said, how long until we have that at the end of the YouTube show? Instead of the show closing down, it's just a QR code. That's, did you enjoy the last 3 hours of the program? Did we entertain you this morning? Your tips and donations are welcome.
You can. You can do that on the chat.
Oh, you can throw it up there in a heartbeat.
I'll put my Venmo in the chat.
Put your Venmo. Screw it.
Venmo.
Get my PayPal above yours, bro.
That was a good point, Dirt. Here's $10.
I had a guy on my Hood to Coast team last year that on the back, like, put his Venmo account. I said, what did you do this for? He goes, in case anybody wants to give me beer money. Guess how much he got?
None.
Zero. I said that nobody's gonna do that.
How long until we? How long until you get bribed for a take on the radio too? Like, dude, I'll Venmo you $200 if you're pro Oregon State, and that you got it, dude. I'm all in, man. Let's do it.
I would like to wish somebody out there a delightful little birthday.
Whose birthday?
Happy birthday,
oh, God,
Mr. President.
Sister Jean is turning 105 today.
What?
I didn't know she was still alive.
That's still a thing? She's still kicking?
105. I thought she was 105 when she was at the first NCAA game.
Dude, how long ago? What school is that?
Loyola Chicago. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to look. What year was that they went
to
the
Final Four?
Had to
be like 2016, 17, right?
Because she definitely.
They played the Ducks that year.
She looked 117 when that happened.
She looked, yeah. At least she looked like she had turned 105 at that point.
When that took place.
What year was that?
Let's see. I'm scrolling through their seasons. They made the Final Four 2018.
Wow.
That was 6 years ago.
And she looked 100 6 years ago.
I mean, she was 98.
I mean,
seven,
I think once you get
nine,
past like 88, you kind of just start, you stay the same age, basically.
And she was in a, like, you're already in a wheelchair. Yeah. It's not like she went non-wheelchair to wheelchair. She was already in a wheelchair.
God doing her some favors, letting her hang around a long time. 105. Congratulations, Sister Jean.
What's that quality of life like, though?
She
like,
looks, she's in a photo holding balloons still.
I mean, she is, well, but does she know where she is? Can she communicate? Can she chew food?
Yeah, I think she looks like she's got all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're probably not real.
They're definitely not real. But there's no way your teeth last 100 years. No chance. Those teeth are coming out, Sister
Jean.
Some
of those things look pretty yellow. There's some replacements in there, but
I got
think
remarkable technology now, man. They can do anything they want with your teeth.
Dentures and stuff. Happy birthday, Sister Jean.
105. How long does she make it? Should we do over-unders on Sister Jean?
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
You want to do that against one of God's children?
105 and a half.
He's taking the over.
You know, Sister Jean at 105, still more cognitively there than
you know what,
the old
though?
Lee Corso at 89.
Wow. I don't.
Wow, shots fired.
I don't think that's actually that awful to gamble on.
The over-under? She's 105, dude.
That's
she's
what
lived
I'm
a
saying.
Great life.
She's lived a fantastic
I'm not
life.
Saying somebody's going to die when they're 27. She's 105, man.
And she's white.
She's
Her
doing
life's
great.
Been great.
Yes, she's had a great run.
Here is Brian Flores responding. Tua had a comment on a podcast with Levitard basically saying the guy was awful to me.
Guy was a jackass.
And Flores had a press conference in which he was flanked by a couple defensive players. Basically, we got your back, coach. And Flores was asked about the Tua comments. Here was Brian Flores.
If you woke up every morning and I told you.
That's not it.
that is Tua.
Where is the Flores?
That was right the, that's what led
oh,
to the response.
Here's the response to Brian Flores. Sorry.
You know, specific to you know, the comments that were made by Tua. I just want to say, look, I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had. And I really wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. And I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, by going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching. So, you know, I wish nothing but the best to Tua.
Brian Flores' response to Tua.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of him. If this is sincere, if this is, I want another head coaching job, this is a horrible news story to come out about you.
Why can't you just accept it as sincere? Why are we questioning it?
Because it wasn't that long ago. And now you just wish him I'm happy for him. I wish him the best, but I treated him like absolute dog ass for 2 years. That was like, this wasn't 15 years ago.
Yeah,
this
but we're going in 1997. He's season three, so he's going into three now seasons removed from that. And yeah. I don't know where you were 3 years ago. I feel like I was even a different person three years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we all evolve. We all change. That's a pretty fundamental thing to evolve and change on as a coach, and to wish him nothing but the best now when I treated him like crap every single day. He is known for coaching his players hard. I think one of the toughest things for coaches at any level is learning who needs hard coaching and who needs more support, who needs coaching up, who needs coaching down. Tua, you should have learned right away as a head coach that he needed coaching up, and it's one of the biggest failures, and it's why Flores might not get another job.
I hear your phrase, and I've seen it on social media, hard coaching and soft coaching, and I do chuckle at that. Where did Tua go to college?
Alabama.
Who's the head coach at
Nick Saban.
So Nick Saban is literally known as one of the biggest red asses.
Yes, he is.
I don't think it's a hard coaching, not hard coaching thing. I think it's just quite literally belief, no belief.
Yeah.
And I think Flores clearly didn't believe in him. I'm just going to hold him to it and say the proof is going to be in the pudding. He had his defensive players backing him. If he gets another gig, and that's a big if, then he'll be able to prove it at that point. But he could have said, he could have added one little thing of context to that, and he didn't. So, you know, just take it that for what it was worth, I guess. We have a lot more to get into. The horrific travel story. What is your worst travel story via airplane? I think we have some we can share, but we have one in sports and one not in sports. We'll get to that, and then we'll talk to Pate State University coming up around 7:40. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Josh Pate coming up in a matter of moments. And we'll get to a bunch of other stuff in the final hour of the show. Not a lot of time here. We got to kind of, you know, thread the needle, if you will.
Well, we want a little more time with Pate State University than your standard segment.
So we joked earlier, there are four games in week zero. Your four games this weekend is at Florida State, Georgia Tech, 9 a.m. on ESPN. That game's in Dublin. You got Montana State versus New Mexico, Catch the Fever. That's on FS1 at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
SMU, Nevada. That's a 5 o'clock game on CBS Sports Network. And then your nightcap of the day is a 9 o'clock Pacific kick that I don't believe is on television. And it is Hawaii hosting Delaware State.
Ah, feel the mojo.
Cannot wait. The only problem is, by the way, Hawaii is a 40-point favorite in that game.
Yeah.
That is not a typo.
That's insane.
40-point favorite. Hawaii, 40-point favorite.
Jeez.
The only problem is the game might not happen. Because Delaware State might not make it. They were scheduled to depart JFK yesterday and fly the 10.5-hour flight from JFK to Honolulu.
That's kind of ass on the body.
And they had a bus snafu at the airport and they missed their flight.
Wow. Have we had a further opponent game?
That's what I thought of. Like, if you're Delaware State, like, that's the game. That's such a long flight.
I mean, your guys, would you, okay, what's the longest flight you've been on? Has it been 10 hours?
No. When I was a kid, we went to Europe, but we connected in New York, I want to say.
So if I tell you, though, that your 10-hour flight gets you to Hawaii, I think you're all in on that.
Until you have to have a 10-hour flight back, and you're there for 48 hours.
Well, no, it's probably shorter because of the jet stream.
It's a little bit quicker on the way back. That is true. I haven't seen any updates on this. They were still attempting as of last night to find a different commercial. Like, Delaware State does not have it. Like,
yeah, they're flying.
They're not flush with cash here.
You're getting on that plane going, man, there's a lot of football players right. on this plane.
All right, you're in 12B. You're in 13C. You're
jammed
over here.
Into tiny seats, yes. I'm sure.
And as of last night, they were still attempting to get their team flights to Honolulu in order to play this game. That is the nightcap of week one, and it is now in question of whether or not it will happen. We asked your worst travel stories. Some phenomenal ones got texted in. Visiting my sister in Chicago when both of my kids got COVID, wife and I had to rent a car and drive home as quickly as possible before we got it. My daughter vomited all over the rental and left her mark in Iowa, Nebraska, and Utah. Made it home just in time before we would have been able to drive into Denver for a four-hour layover. Oh, no, sorry, that's a different one. 2 years ago, we had the freeze in February. Me, my wife, and four-year-old son were flying back to Portland from Arizona, mid-flight over Reno. They turned the plane around because Portland, they were unable to land with all the snow and stuff, sent us back to Arizona for the next 2 days. They kept canceling or rescheduling flights and then made us all fly into Denver for a four-hour layover. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
My dad went to Hawaii like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, whatever it was, and they got literally halfway. He went out of SeaTac. Halfway and had to turn around because they had a malfunction with the plane.
Halfway, but the oh god,
it just made more sense because you can get back to SeaTac quicker than the remaining time to land
but
in Hawaii.
But if it's halfway,
well, it was by technical terms halfway. But when you fly from Hawaii to the West Coast, it's like a 3 hour flight. When you fly from the West Coast to Hawaii, it's like a six,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's a little bit with the jet stream going in your favor. A quicker thing. And so, yeah, they had to turn around like a 2 hour delay and then do the 6 hour flight.
Oh,
again, my worst travel story is I've had a really bad experience flying into Denver.
Uh-huh.
I hate flying into Denver. That mountain wind is insane. The altitude drops, the turbulence. But my worst travel story, I didn't have a lot of like problems. It just traveling for 18 hours to Vietnam
was such a long day.
A 13-hour flight is not an experience that I'm like jacked to experience again in my life.
No.
Were you in economy or like economy plus at least? Little recline on the seat?
Do I look like
an economy plus guy?
Yeah, you look like an economy plus over there. Possibly business class with some points.
Ooh,
there.
Yeah, lean back a little bit.
Schultz, I watched three straight movies and I still had 6 hours to go. It was the worst, crazy experience.
It's like when you have one of those long flights and you fall asleep relatively quickly into the flight.
It's awful.
Like, yes, and then you wake up and you're like, ooh, we probably are almost there. Let's check. And you're like, it's been 27 minutes.
See, my longest flight ever was 10 hours in like 1999 from Brazil to Chicago. So this was before we really had like the current technology of entertainment.
There's nothing to do.
No, there was an episode of Goof Troop over and over and over again.
Shout out
Goof Troop. Wild West was on one channel.
Classic
and then
movie.
What's that movie where not Robert Downey Jr. but Dennis Hoffman plays a woman?
Tootsie was on repeating
over and over on a channel as well. We'll never forget those really crappy options to watch for 10 seconds.
There's a lady whose son went on a trip with his class and they got stranded and had a canceled flight. He's all alone. She cannot get her son back for a week.
What?
They can't get another flight scheduled to go from Iceland to Rome.
That is terrifying.
So he is in Rome by himself.
Just hanging out in Rome.
14 years old.
Nothing wrong will happen there. One more here and then we'll go. I had once had a flight home from Chicago through Phoenix with an hour layover. Flight from Chicago got delayed, so I missed my connection in Phoenix. Their solution was then to fly me from Phoenix to Vegas and then catch a flight back to Portland the next morning. I was still in college, and I was broke, and I had to stay the night at the Vegas airport. Those slot machines are everywhere. Do not turn off or get quieter at all. Imagine just being surrounded by people playing slot machines all night trying to get some sleep airport. So Delaware State, we're hoping they make it to Hawaii. That is the nightcap of week zero, although I don't think it's on TV, so you can't watch it, but they have not been able to find their way to Honolulu yet. Let's get to Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football, Pate State. His thoughts on the season. He's going to join us every Wednesday, hopefully throughout the course of the football season, starting next for, not Schultze with SportsCenter. We're back after this. All right, welcome back in. Excited for this, man. This was one of the benefits of swag going to Big Ten Media Day was getting getting to meet people, shake hands, kiss babies.
No, this was the...
the main thing, the only thing.
The only thing for us.
It was a big deal, and so we've loved this guy. He's a good friend of the program, and we've been trying to have him on a regular basis for a long time. Obviously, a very exciting year ahead for Oregon as they head into the Big Ten, and excited to bring on our good friend, the Commissioner of College Football, Josh Pate, at Late Kick Josh, the host of Late Kick Live, the Late Kick Podcast, live every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific on YouTube. Josh, good morning to you. How you doing, buddy? How we doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just telling you, he was there kissing babies in Indy, but then when he kissed me, that's when I knew I was ready for the season. That was when it was go time for me.
Hey, all right. So this is we're off to just a rousing start with this. We are dealing with a phone issue. We're gonna call you right back. We just wanted to test it out, and it was so Schulte, go ahead, call him right back. Let's try this again. Wonderful start to Josh Pate. I'm gonna try and do what I did because we're gonna hopefully have him on every Wednesday throughout the course of the football season.
Could luckily make out that he said Swag tried to kiss him.
He did. Yeah. I got that. Swag tried to make out with him, which is a little weird and uncomfortable, but we'll see if we can handle that. I love starting with Ken Barkley. We're losing Ken Barkley. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow. I love starting with like a jokey question. What's going on, Schulte? I can't hear you, buddy. Not good? Not happening? Still not great? Okay. Well, we'll try again. This is just a wonderful, wonderful start. Josh, I'm going to start with something random for you. I feel like this is up your alley, and it's good. I hope this is not a misfire on my part. What is the better Clint Black song? Like the Rain or Nothing But the Taillights?
I would also go a step further, and I would say Clint Black is probably the most underrated country artist of my lifetime, right there with Tracy Lawrence. So give me Like the Rain. Like the Rain is my favorite song by him.
Okay. That's a good start. I like that. How do we want to do this, boy? We are having phone difficulties. Do we want to pull the plug? Because I want to talk to Josh Pate.
There's nobody I'd rather talk to today, to be honest with you, given what's happening around the corner and
wonderful time.
It's not fair to Josh either.
No,
because
it's
he's
not.
Giving us stuff and it's like cutting in and out.
Not at all, Josh. I love you, buddy. We are looking forward to do this every Wednesday. I am so excited that your show is back to 3 days a week.
God bless that.
Fired up for college football season to be here. We're going to try and get this figured out and get you back on the horn next week. Okay, that's okay.
He dropped.
Okay. All right, there you go.
What day are we on? Oh, 95.
He answered the question right, too. Like the Rain is a great song by Clint Black.
You want to know an underrated?
Super underrated country
artist.
Can
I tell you?
Yeah.
One, I know who Clint Black is.
I'm proud of you.
That's late 90s country
music. That's good. That's right in the sweet spot.
And two, this is going to be the weirdest story to pivot off of the frustration and anger that I'm feeling right now that makes me want to just break a screen. My stepdad, when he was with us one weekend, and he was with his girlfriend at the time. She was really nice to me and my little brother. She took us on a car ride. He was a mechanic and dabbled in the shop most of the time. Clint Black randomly has a house, or had, might be a past tense now, somewhere in like the Ridgefield battleground area.
Mm-hmm.
And so she drove us and she goes, you know whose house that is? It's Clint Black's.
Clint Black lives there.
She's a huge Clint Black fan, and she showed us his house, and I'm like, well, I've heard that name before. This is random.
I know that guy.
So, yeah, I guess he used to, or still does, have a house in Washington.
That's pretty badass. I've rediscovered some Clint Black lately.
Does that make you feel better about what just transpired?
No, it does not, no.
He texts me, too. I can't only imagine.
Yes. Hey, wonderful story. I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm not doing this ever again.
Go pound sand. I think he tried to call back. What's going on, Schulte? Hop on.
I'm checking.
Okay.
I think it's his phone. I'm not sure it's us.
Oh, you think it's his phone? You think it's his
issue?
Just
called my phone, and
he
it
said,
works.
So he just texted me. It may... I love that this is like... It's never us or that. We don't know who it is.
Yeah.
It may be my end messed up had someone say they heard feedback earlier.
Oh.
Because I just called my phone from our studio, and there was no breaking up. Yeah,
but
so,
I've also... Okay. We've,
you know, yeah, we've
also had guests,
this.
And then it's not
live
the guest's fault.
Radio.
So, like...
Okay. Well, as long as, you know...
Sorry, guys, I failed. Just blame it on me. It's all Schulte's
fault.
Damn
it, Schulte! What the hell is your problem? Would you do your job over there?
No, dude! Get right to the meat!
So, it's a great start. It's a great start.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should ask if he can come on again later. I don't know if he travels, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything for week zero.
Should I try to see if he's available tomorrow?
Yeah, hit him up. We'll see if we can do it tomorrow or even Friday if he's around. I know he records his shows on Thursday, so he's going to have a live show tomorrow. So I don't know if he's going to be able to come on tomorrow, but maybe Friday. He did announce stop one of his tour this year.
Oh, you're going to have him on Friday when I'm not here.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking for more material. Selfish, leaving me again. He is announcing Miami, Florida as his first game. So that's his first stop on his tour.
It's a good choice.
Can't really go wrong. I mean, there's a few others that you could. I mean, you look at week one, there's not a lot of great matchups in college football. Like name wise, there are. Like Georgia, Clemson's a big name. Georgia's a 2-touchdown favorite in that game. I think Penn State, West Virginia is kind of an underrated game early on in Morgantown. Penn State's one of those that's like, hey, talk about pressure. Like, this is one of those years. They've been close. 10-2. And if I remember correctly, that was a relatively competitive game at Penn State last year. And so now you go on the road. West Virginia is one of those under-the-radar teams this year in the Big 12. And so that's an interesting game. But I think when you look at compelling matchups and the pressure that exists for both programs and both coaches, Miami, Florida is easily the best game of the first week of the season. It's a 2.5-point spread, by the way. Miami is a slight favorite on the road.
And when he announced where he was going, I didn't bat an eye at that. But there were a lot of West Virginia people like, hey, we were better than people thought we were last year.
Time will tell. If West Virginia ends up having a good year, maybe you look back at the end of the year and you say that was the better game. Maybe Miami falls. Maybe Florida has the season we're all expecting Florida to have. And you look back and you're like, that was 7-5 versus 4-8. Boy, not a great game. But
who's freaking out more, Miami or Penn State, if they lose those games? I think it's Penn
I don't even
State,
know if you
actually.
Can answer that question. I feel like it's such an equal level of freak out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like,
probably
I don't know.
Right. It's got to be Penn State. The quarterback is back.
Yeah.
He got new coordinators.
Yeah, he did.
Everybody talks about how he doesn't lose the games they should win.
What's a more respectable loss, on the road to West Virginia or on the road to Florida?
I mean...
Neither of them should be great.
I think on the road at Florida is more respectable.
More respectable.
Florida might not be good, but that just is a strength of schedule problem, I think, more than it is anything else. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Gainesville, hostile environment, new quarterback, running back like Mario, but it's on the road. Yeah. And Penn State's like, we're bringing a ton back. We don't lose these games. We win all the games minus the Ohio State-Michigan games.
Penn State is a top 10 team going into the season in the preseason rankings.
And not that West Virginia
Miami is not
an easy place to play. Certainly Morgantown can get rowdy. I just think if you did the chart where you did star comps and roster comps,
yeah,
wouldn't Penn State be severely ahead of West Virginia versus Miami, Florida
seems a little more evenly matched.
More evenly matched.
To that point, the lines on the game, Penn State is favored by double digits against West Virginia, and Miami, Florida is 2.5. The line in that game is 2.5.
You want something funny?
Yeah, what do you got, Bob?
So I said, I hate texting in the middle of a segment. It makes me look awful.
Down at your
but
phone.
But I said, I know we have issues once in a while. I know going forward it won't be possible, but does tomorrow, Friday, work for you for this week? And he said, yeah, set it up for tomorrow. Verbal commitment.
Hey.
Verbal commitment tomorrow.
Verbal. That's not
a very loose verbal commitment.
We do not have
tomorrow.
A signed commitment here.
Very loose.
Hopefully another radio station in the SEC doesn't try to poach him.
Yeah, we don't.
That NIL money, you never know.
Somebody did text into the Vancouver for a text line. Geez, there goes your tip today, guys. We lost our tip for the show. We had our chances. We're going to put up the QR code at the end of the show.
Somebody tweeted us, wow, 2024 and y'all still can't get a phone call patched in. Maybe use a carrier pigeon.
I mean,
Dear Josh, what do you think of the Oregon Ducks this year? We'll get our answer back in 2 weeks.
What is the Andrew Luck Civil War soldier? Dearest Josh.
This almost would have worked better in
dearest
the olden
Martha.
Days. Jeez. You send a telegram. No, this almost would have worked better in the olden days because usually I would have been like, hey, do you have a landline to go to? Nobody has a landline anymore.
That
we still shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong on that.
But I do still call you every once in a while or call my mom and I'll hear that echo on a phone call. You're just like, it doesn't connect
right.
How
do we not get better? It blows my mind. I was on the phone with somebody yesterday and it was like cutting out every 5 minutes.
Satellites,
like,
brother.
Me. What are we doing? How do we not have, it's 2024.
Hard lines.
What are we doing?
Guys, we're
bring the phone lines back. Bring home phones back.
Yeah, we're depending too much on this whole wireless technology thing. Like we're really, like I'm seeing more and more instances where like one thing goes down, we are all screwed.
Make phone lines great again. Like
that's what we need to do.
That's my political platform.
It's your platform.
Yes.
Clear connected calls.
Make your phone lines work again.
Well, I want to know, like, one of the things I was going to ask him is, like, is he watching the Oregon doc? Is he watching multiple team docs? Like, what he makes of the new kind of media landscape of college football in general, where, like, he gets to talk to people off the record a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the local media sites and outlets don't get as much access. And now, like, our exposure to these teams are what they give us.
Yes, the message that they want out there and the players that they want to profile.
Yeah.
Because largely in coach press conferences, you're not going to get like, anything concrete.
Dirt, if you ask Dan Lanning, hey, what did you talk about in your team meeting yesterday? I'd venture to say it's very subtle, if nothing, is the answer.
Well, we tweaked the message, you know, we did, you know, yeah.
And he, like, quite literally shows you what they're watching and doing in the team meetings.
Yeah.
And that's just, you're just never going to get that exposure again locally.
No, you're not, Bob. Well, look, you know, you win some, you lose some. We regroup, resettle, off to the final hour we go. We have another guest coming up at 8:15.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anymore. Like,
hopefully.
We'll try.
Shahan Jaraj is going to join us, friend of the program. We've had him on before, CBS Sports college football writer.
Had him on an SEC Media Day, and he made waves by saying Texas is shaking in their boots over Dan Lanning.
They had a little pucker factor over the recruiting of one Dan Lanning. They were puckering down there.
Yeah.
So he's going to join us to talk some college football. That will be your daily ticker today. So we move the daily ticker down to 8:15.
Does it work? I think yes is at a plus 230.
Ooh, good
no odds. Is at a minus 225.
I did not plan on coming in and just feeling my adrenaline just like pumping this morning.
But well, it's not a you problem.
It's not a you problem.
Not
I don't
a you
care.
Problem.
I want this program to sound good, and it pisses me off when it doesn't. Well, we are hopefully going to talk to Josh Pate every Wednesday throughout the football season.
Maybe tomorrow at 7:40.
Maybe tomorrow.
40, same time.
7:40 tomorrow.
Okay. Verbal commitment.
Verbal commitment for tomorrow. And that'll be wonderful because that will lead right into our last Ken Barkley hit at 8:00. So it'll be a block of radio.
As maybe we
live on air, try and schedule all this stuff out. So
maybe we do a 35 hit and then go late and then like have a quick.
I mean, if that's the only time he can go, we're fine to do that. We can do back to back.
We're also a podcast at this point too, so you know,
this is what we're doing.
It works out for everybody.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I got some NFL nuggies I want to give you. A few other college football notes as we get closer and closer to Week Zero, including angles that sharps are taking about the only interesting game of the opening weekend of the college football season. And as I mentioned, a college football guest coming up at 8:15. It is a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.